The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
2027, the Ryder Cup Golf Tournament will return to Ireland at Adare Manor. Now, yesterday at the Irish Hotels Federation annual conference, the Director of Hospitality and Guest Experience at Ryder Cup Europe, Alan Evans, warned Irish hoteliers against heavy price increases during the tournament. The message being that what they charge should reflect the experience they offer. Joining me now is travel journalist Owen Corry. Owen, good morning.
Good morning from Killarney, from the conference.
As I was going to say, you were there. You heard this man. What did he say?
It's very interesting. He gave a full briefing as to what hoteliers can expect, what they should look out for. And he put it in this very nuanced way. The phrase he used was they were surprised at the elevated prices that they'd seen from hoteliers. Now, it's very early days, Pat. We don't even have the date. It won't be finalised till April. The handover comes later on when the Ryder Cup is held in Long Island, and then the whole build-up to Ireland comes. But this is very much an early warning. And I suspect what he was looking at, there's an awful lot of pre-preparation goes into the Ryder Cup. Huge amounts of staff. There'll be 9,000 staff arriving, 1,500 volunteers, and about 2,000 media. They don't just come for the golf tournament. They're all coming in advance. And I suspect...
And where are they going to stay? Where are they going to stay? I'm thinking of Adare and the surrounding hinterland. I mean, they're going to have to drive kilometres and kilometres if they're to get affordable accommodation, and they're going to have to commute every day to get to their place of work.
You're absolutely right. In 2006, Strachan had access to Dublin. But you've got to remember that there is a huge bed bank around Killarney. It's the tourism capital of Ireland. That's where I'm speaking from this morning. And a good bed bank around Limerick as well. So the access to the number of beds that they require won't be, it won't be strained. But what he did say was, do not compare yourselves with the New York Ryder Cup that's coming up this year, or the Rome Ryder Cup 2 years ago. He said 75,000 beds in Rome. They're at an elevated price the whole year round. And New York, the Ryder Cup, is actually, it's coinciding with the United Nations Global Conference. So I think what he was warning the hoteliers was, when you start researching historic rates for the Ryder Cup, don't pitch in at those levels. And of course, the organisers of the Ryder Cup themselves have a question or two to answer about their ticket pricing, because they're enormous for the New York Ryder Cup. And he said they won't be as high for the Irish one.
Now, the idea that when you're setting your prices, that you have to reflect the experience you offer. Maybe it's me just being whimsical, but the idea that Mr. Murphy's Airbnb, charging an arm and a leg, is offering maybe pole dancing in the sitting room, you know. How do you enhance an Airbnb experience to charge the earth?
Whimsical as always, Pat. The thing is that he was not saying don't charge high prices. He said if you're charging a high price, make sure the guest experience reflects it. He said Ireland is going to, you know, is pitching for a lot of these international events, and the guest experience is what will decide whether we're awarded big sporting tournaments in the future. If you're going to charge a lot, offer a lot. That was a fairly, you know, it was a nice nuanced message. There were 300 delegates, all the leading hoteliers in Ireland in the room. The most highest profile member of the Irish Hotel Federation isn't here. It's Mr. Trump. It's actually his property that's a member, not him. But there was a joke made earlier in the day about that. But the hoteliers were... it wasn't really, don't charge the high prices, but make sure if you are, that the guest experience reflects it. And I think also he's looking at how the packages for this event will evolve, and will they be overpriced, and will there be damage to the Ryder Cup and the huge commercial undertow that comes with the Ryder Cup and rights holders.
Well, you know, when you look at what hotels do, they seize the day, don't they? Garth Brooks coming to town, prices sky high, Taylor Swift, that's what they do.
You can't put your bedroom in a freezer and sell it on Monday. But as soon as the day passes, that revenue opportunity is lost. So what they come do is when they take a hit, and another of the points made yesterday is Ireland's cost base, it's very high. We've been hearing that for a while. But one of the unique features about it internationally is it doesn't go down in off-peak. So winter costs are very high. So their ability to discount heavily, like what happened in Spain and Portugal, isn't there. So they're saying what they do is they try and retrieve the lost revenue when the big event arrives, Gartbrooks or the Ryder Cup.
We will leave it there, Owen. Thank you very much, Owen Curry, for that.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.